This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. There are some things that are very difficult to say, and one of those is the three words, I am sorry. Now, that's especially hard for us men. Now, it's a little phrase. We find it so hard to say it. It costs nothing to say, but why are we so reluctant to do so? Perhaps this is about personal esteem and feeling that we might lose face in the eyes of other people, or we admit that we're wrong. Human pride refuses to say sorry. And yet, you know, it's humble people who are usually willing to say, yeah, I blew it, I'm sorry, and not make excuses or blame other people. So we say I'm sorry to someone to let them know that we did something wrong and we regret having hurt them. But we all know that some apologies are genuine and some are not. If we tell someone we are sorry and we keep doing the same things that we claim to be sorry for, well, what's the value in that apology? It's pretty well worthless. So it's only genuine after saying we're sorry to stop doing what we apologized for. Otherwise, when you think about it, we're not really sorry at all. We're just trying to avoid the consequences of our actions. Now, I've heard people say, I'm not saying sorry. It'll mean admitting I'm guilty. I'll never be trusted again, or they'll think I'm a weak person. They'll win over me. I'm right, you know. These are some of the excuses that you might have heard. Now, of course, no one's suggesting we need to apologise for something that, for which we're not to blame. Certainly, there are occasions when the wisest thing to do is to be careful of what you say. Now, I'm looking right now at the Bible, Proverbs 10, verse 19. There's a really interesting verse here. It says, "The more you talk, the more likely you are to sin. If you are wise, you will keep quiet." Proverbs 10 verse 19. Well, the fact is, though, that many people have stopped apologising. You know, the boss in the office says, the workers, well, look, they never own up to their mistakes. They blame somebody else. They never say they're sorry. And in the schools, the teacher says, well, the kids these days, they're not brought up to say, excuse me, or I'm sorry. And what about in the home? The wife may complain about her husband. Well, she says, my husband never apologises for anything. He always has to be right. So why is this, or why has it become an issue? And I think one of the reasons that we hesitate to apologise could be the fear of being rejected by that other person. We might think that they will feel so hurt that they'll avoid us, that there'll never be any reconciliation if I say I'm sorry. So we never get the chance to tell people how we feel. We probably think, well, they'd never forgive me anyway for what I said. But saying sorry is really so important. Today and tomorrow, I want to just take a bit more time on this. Deborah Tannen, who's a professor of linguistics at Georgetown University in the US, in Washington, she made a very pertinent comment by saying that apologies are powerful things. They are an effective way to restore two things, trust and to gain respect. It can be a sign of strength, she said. An apology is proof that the apologizer has the self-confidence to say, yes, I made a mistake. Now, I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm thinking also this morning of the great story that comes from the Bible, the New Testament, of the prodigal son. And you can read that for yourself in Luke 15, verse 17 to 24. You might know this story. It's in the Bible about a young son who left home, left his father with his share of his father's inheritance. And unwisely, he wasted all the money. He didn't have a job. He was starving, no food. And he kind of decided in the end he had no choice. He had to go home. Here he was, a broken, sorry man. He'd broken his father's heart. He'd actually disgraced the family name. But the Bible says that when he saw his father, when he came home, his father wept. And the boy apologized. He said, I'm not worthy to be called your son. And his father welcomed him back home with open arms. So it shows in a very human way that a heartfelt apology can be very effective. It was in that situation. The father certainly did his part. He welcomed him home. He restored that sonship. And I think for those with a sincere and humble heart, an apology is not such a difficult thing to give. I think we should never be too proud to say sorry and seek forgiveness. So we'll take it a bit further tomorrow morning. Well, Lord, we thank you that yours is a way of peace. You help us to step in the right direction, Lord, and we've proven that you've held our hand. And we thank you that the path is there for us to follow. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.